So we're here with Lisa Gersh, director of Electric Fields. Why this title?
I searched it very, very long because I wanted something that fits for all the episodes, and I think this was something like a light, or like something like an impulse going through the whole story, something that is off, something that is strange, and because there is the radio and there is the light, and I thought this was something that fits.
And why did you choose to shoot it in black and white?
It was more of a feeling. I thought for this kind of poetic film, it was the right decision. And I made a documentary before that was black and white, and it was also shot quite in a similar way, quite reduced, and we didn't have a lot of possibilities, so we just had to work with what was there, and so I wanted to continue this work.
Which kinds of sensations and emotion did you want to express with the stories of your movie?
Oh, that's a hard question. I think I can't say which feelings I was thinking of. It was more like the stories I was writing, and they came together, and the actors made an atmosphere. But when I see the film now, I think it's a lot about kind of lonely protagonists who are searching for something.
And why are the objects so important in your movie, like the lamp of the second episode, but also plants, trees, and objects or things that apparently hasn't a voice?
That's interesting, yeah. That's an interesting observation, because I don't think it was conscious, but it was probably to have images for what's happening inside of the heads of the people, because they are all maybe imagining this stuff or maybe really experiencing, we don't really know. But the objects help to show what they are experiencing, and also because they are so lonely, they often don't have somebody to talk to, so the objects help. And I try to have the objects mostly in the beginning of the film to just show that things are strange, and then more and more it should go into the background and be more between people.
I wanted to share an impression I got watching the movie, in particular the scene of the two women sitting in the bar, and it just resurfaced a feeling I had when you're just in a very strong relationship with someone, or you're so in love with someone, you have that kind of feeling you wish you could live in their past, just walk through the streets of their memories.
That's beautiful. I love it when people have such thoughts in episodes. I think it's something that happens. For it's probably different for everybody, but it's nice to hear.
I really loved the surrealistic element in every story of your movie, and we thought also that there is an existentialism in your movie. It is also for you, this, it's an existential movie, the sense of life or something.
Yeah, I think it is. For me, it's a film that is somehow about nothing, really. There's a lot of subjects in the world bothering me and that are important to me, and somehow I made this film that has kind of nothing to do with anything in particular that I think is important to talk about, and somehow it has to do with everything. Like, if that's what you mean, it's something really, for me, just a feeling that comes out of all these things that I worry about or that I'm interested in, and was just, in this sense, it's really, really just important to me, because for the characters it's all or nothing.
Okay, so a movie apparently about nothing but essentially about everything. Thank you very much, Lisa.
Thank you.
The last, can you give a suggestion to the people who wants to become a director?
Maybe this film is pretty good to talk about that, because I did do a film school and I studied for a long time. But in the end, this film exists now, even though we didn't have a lot of possibilities, we didn't have a lot of money, and it still exists. So if you have an idea and if you want to do it, you will find a way and just do it and try as much as you can. Shoot as much as you can, even though maybe the pictures are not perfect.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Lisa.
Thank you very much. This is very beautiful and hopeful. Thank you very much.